The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 13, Jonah. The story of Jonah is set at a time when the empire of Assyria was at its height. God commanded the prophet Jonah to go to the Assyrian capital of Nineveh to condemn its people for their wickedness. To escape this command and to put himself, as he hoped, out of God's reach, Jonah boarded a ship going from Joppa to Tarshish. But during the journey, God sent a great storm. The sailors prayed to their gods and threw things overboard to lighten the ship. Still fearing for their safety, they cast lots to discover who was to blame for their misfortune. The lot fell on Jonah, who confessed that he had been trying to escape the true God who had made heaven and earth. He suggested that the crew throw him overboard, and having tried in vain to reach the land, they did so. At once the storm subsided. Jonah was swallowed by a great fish and spent 3 days inside it before being cast up on the shore. Realizing the folly of disobedience, Jonah obeyed a second command from God. He went to Nineveh and prophesied its destruction. King and people alike accepted his message. They repented, fasted, and clothed themselves and their animals in sackcloth. Consequently, God withheld his punishment of them. Jonah was very angry because his prophecy had been set aside, and reproached God for his compassion and generosity. He went outside the city, took shelter in the shade of a bush which God provided, and sulked. The next day God struck the bush and it withered. Jonah was exposed to the full heat of the sun and to a scorching wind. He was so overcome that he prayed for death. God asked him if he was angry that the bush had withered. Jonah replied that he was furious, to which God responded, "If you are so upset about a bush which came up one day and died the next, am I not entitled to be sorry for the 120,000 people of Nineveh in their ignorance and helplessness?" This was taken from the book of Jonah.